Well, there's a German origin of life researcher named Bernd Olaf Kuipers, and he says that the origin of life is basically now, the problem of the origin of life is basically equivalent to the problem of the origin of biological information. And that makes sense, because if you want to explain how life arose, what you need to do is explain the features that life now has. And in 1953, when Watson and Crick elucidated the structure of the DNA molecule, they showed it had this beautiful helical structure, but they also showed that the structure of the molecule allowed it to store information in a digital form. And in 1957, Crick proposed something called the sequence hypothesis. And according to the sequence hypothesis, the chemicals along the spine of the DNA molecule, those chemicals that are called bases, and there are four of them that chemists represent with the letters A, T, G, and C. Now, according to Crick's sequence hypothesis, these chemicals function just like alphabetic letters in a written text or like digital characters in a machine code. And that is to say that depending on how they're arranged and sequenced, these chemicals will convey instructions for building the proteins and protein machines that the cell needs to stay alive. So you've got two key features of living systems. One set of features has to do with the proteins and protein machines. They're basically all the tools that the cell needs to accomplish all the jobs. They perform all the functions in the cell. They're involved in metabolism. They build structures and machines. They process information. They catalyze chemical reactions. But to build those proteins, they're kind of the workhorses in the cell, you need instructions, and those instructions are stored on the DNA molecule. And so Watson and Crick were first to kind of get onto this. Crick in particular had this idea that the chemicals along the spine of the DNA molecule are storing the information, the instructions for building those proteins and protein machines. And so if you're thinking about, you know, the central features of life, certainly DNA and the proteins that it builds are right at the forefront of your attention as a biologist. And so if you're going to explain the origin of life, you've got to explain that. You've got to explain how the DNA and what's called the gene expression system arose. So as I looked at the problem of the origin of life, I really zeroed in and focused on those two topics and said, okay, what best explains the origin of the digital information that's in the DNA, and what best explains the whole information processing system of the cell that takes that information and expresses it and uses it to build the proteins and protein machines. So that's what really the book is about.